Hello, world, and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling three, count them, three of the biggest news stories from the past 7 days. You already know who it is. I'm Raph Kenny Sincotta, the associate editor of Relix, and God knows the girl sitting next to me, I love her to death, Karina Reichman.
Baby.
That's right, baby. What's up, Raph? How we doing? I'm good, man. I'm a little tired on this Tuesday afternoon as you join me because it was a crazy run this weekend, as anybody knows. Widespread motherfucking panic.
Oh, my
in
God.
Our wonderful New York City. I know you were there last night.
I was there last night. I was.
Yeah, and then I guess that will be our first story of the week, widespread panic at the Beacon. So we got widespread this week. We're going to shout out our friends in Nashville who just had a bit of a tornado situation. And then we're going to wrap it up with some David Byrne. But just to get into the thick of it, to get into the weeds, Karina.
Yes, talk to me.
Widespread was a bit of a journey.
It really was, Raph. It really was. And you saw more than I did this weekend. I just did I did the first and the last, you know. I saw Thursday night. And
you
then
bookended it, as
I did.
People say.
That's exactly right. The first and final pancake.
Okay, wait. So what is this pancake thing?
I mean, that's just like a... People say that. Like, oh, the first pancake. Here we go. Oh, the second pancake. Isn't that a thing? I think it's a thing.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm a fish nerd at my core, as are you. And then to me, I'm just like, donuts are GTFO.
Right.
Baker's dozen are GTFO. But five is solid.
I love the idea of you hearing them referring to pancakes. You're like, yo, I mean, I'm a fish person. So I just don't even, I can't even wrap my head around a fucking pancake.
Dude, for real. If there's a sweet treat being associated with a band, it's fish, donuts, or
get paid.
Out of my face.
I get paid
on donuts, baby. Yeah. Oh, I'm having fun today already. Yeah, pancake. I mean, all bullshit aside, I couldn't really tell you, but I feel like it's a nomenclature. Like, you know, the first pancake, second pancake, blah, 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 referring to something of which there are many.
I was there
for the first pancake and the last pancake. Then I flew to Idaho. And then I played the next day, and then I flew home the following day, and then I was back for the final pancake. A lot of travel for a 90-minute set, Raph, but it's okay. Thank you, Snowfort, for having us. It was a real blast. And thank you, Tyson, our Sherpa. Sorry, little mini shout-out here. Tyson, this guy was the coolest motherfucker alive, you know? And sometimes you get, like, artist transportation hall hospitality person that, not going to lie to you, leaves a little something to be desired. Usually, you know, hey, man, I'm Sequoia Ferret. Nice to meet you, bro. I saw you in Arkansas. And, like, you're like, whoa, okay. Like, yep, this is cool.
You're like, and where's the hotel?
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, these are your cold burgers and warm beers, bro. And you're like, okay, cool.
It's like, rock on.
Tyson was a legend in many ways. Sorry to have a little parenthesis for my boy, but he drove us. He sold our merch. He got us Heady Brew Dogs. And he was everything he said. He was just like, oh, yeah, you know, next time you guys come out here, I'll take you whitewater rafting. I'm like a Category 5 licensed instructor or whatever.
And it's a Category 5 hurricane?
I was like, holy shit.
He's going to rock you like a hurricane, bro?
And then he was like, I own a longboard company. It's called Sibs Boards, S-I-B-B-Z. Shout out to Sibs Boards. And then, I don't know, everything out of this guy's mouth. I was like, are you the coolest person I've ever met? You might be. Anyway, shout out to those guys.
Dude, when people don't live in the insane, you know, soul-crushing existence of living in New York, they have time, they have hobbies, they have side hustles.
All kinds
that
of things.
Are fulfilling in other ways. But they're not just constantly swiping their MetroCard and holding their breath that
right.
It still has money on it.
That's exactly, wow, relatable content.
Yeah, baby.
And
Jesus Christ.
So Idaho, cool place. Really.
Did you have potatoes in Idaho?
No, I'm off potatoes.
She's off potatoes?
I'm done. I actually never really fucked with potatoes. No. Yep.
My God.
Again, remember, no stickers, no fucking potatoes. Don't ever serve me a potato, okay?
I just need to start making a list of things that people not to give you.
These are my Larry David, like, you know, when I say, like, don't ever give me a fucking sticker or a potato, this is like my, like, you know, New York City Jew, like, idiosyncrasies that you're going to have to deal with. We don't fuck with potatoes, no stickers, and...
Oh my God, potato is a hot take, though.
It's a hot take. I know. I'm, it's like, I'm not... I'll eat fries.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A potato is a French fry.
Yeah, but like you show me a baked potato, I'm going to be like,
oh my God.
It's just like not for me.
It's like, oh God, like I just like everything. So I'm just like, not potato, a baked potato. You got to love it. Like, Jesus Christ.
That's too much. Jesus. It's just not.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, she hit it. For those of you just listening, she hit it today. She hit it. Raph, you hit that one.
That might be the first time I touched our beloved Rodecaster Pro.
Yeah, it's all just, you know, it's in the bag today. But yeah, anyway, potatoes, didn't eat them in Idaho, didn't eat them here.
Potato.
I'm not into you. And it's cool, and I don't even like it when apples are potato-y. You know what I mean? That shit,
well, that's
that.
Also just bad apples.
Yo.
But speaking of bad apples, those widespread panic boys really burned down the beacon this weekend, fam.
Yeah, baby.
I made it to three nights. I was there night one, night two, and night four. If I could craft my perfect beacon show, I would take the set one from the first night and the second set from the second night.
Wait, say that again.
Set one from the first night.
Oh, yeah.
They kicked off the whole run, Porch Song, Roberta Greta. I was with my beloved roommate, Sarah Graber. Shout out to Sarah,
hey,
who also works here in the Dayglow family / Relics.
Yeah, baby.
And she is not a spreadhead as much as I am. She kind of saw them in passing. And we are front row of the balcony. Mr. Isaac, your roommate, hooked me up with the tickets. Front row of the balcony. And I was just getting capital D down. And I was like, Sarah, like, you are going to see a side of me, girl.
Sister, hold me. Hold me tight.
For real.
Hold me back.
I'm holding two vodka sodas. I'm just like getting down. It was my one night where I was able to see both sets of the show because I worked the Relics table. Relics was there all five nights. So if you guys were out there, thank you for everybody who came by. A couple people came up and said they listened to the podcast. A couple of lifetime subscribers rolled through.
Wow.
We had some sweet vintage Relics covers with Widespread on them, which are gorgeous. So I worked the Relics table on night two, so that's why the second set of night two I thought was amazing.
Very cool.
They did a set ending Chili Water, which I thought was the boldest take because, as we all know, spreadheads throw water around during Chili Water, and a lot of time in nice indoor venues, they don't play it. Because obviously the venue's like, hey, can you not play that song that's going to like have people throwing beer and water everywhere? But the Beacon, they're cool as hell.
Yeah, they sure are.
Did you see like a difference between night one and night five, like crowd-wise? Did the crowd seem a little looser, a little maybe tireder
people
on night
People seemed
five?
Tired last night. The orchestra, like, you know, and there were people that like really looked like they had gotten after it in a very big way. And that this was a lot. Because, like, you know, you even think of like the Phish New Year's run, that's four in a row.
Yeah.
Right? Five in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, and thinking back to the Baker's Dozen and stuff like that, that was never more than three in a row, correct?
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
like,
you would have like three on and one off, and then like two and then one
exactly.
off.
Exactly. So, like, you know, I feel like doing five in a row, and bless these fellas, but they are, you know, not spring chickens anymore. I can't imagine. Anyway, it's a lot for anybody at any age, but y'all. Panic.
Yeah.
Y'all threw
Yankee
it down.
Panic. The two other things I want to say is, one, the fact that Widespread did not have any guests this entire run to play 10 straight sets plus encores and shouldering that thing, the band themselves, I think is awesome. Because I know a lot of people were like, you know, Trey doesn't live far from there. Dave Matthews was in town, not to mention people like Warren or even like a Billy Strings or a Marcus King, who I know are on tour, but people who regularly sit in with Panic, people thought there might be kind of like a Hail Mary sit in there, but nope. And also no Almonds covers at the Beacon.
Sure.
But great stuff all around. An insane Lou Reed bust out on night four to end the show. Vicious. First time in over 1,000 shows, which was crazy. And the one thing I do want to say is, before we move on, shout out to the staff at the Beacon, because they were just trying to control an absolute storm of insanity at the Beacon. It was like night two, and I went up to, when I was working at the Relics table, I like went up to one of the ushers, and I was just like, you guys having fun? Like, you guys enjoying the run so far? And the usher was like, and I was like, but people are being nice and respectful, right? And the usher just went, And I was like, keep your chin up, fam.
It's like, it's all going to be all right. It'll all be over soon.
And I know for a fact that Spreadhead certainly brought plenty of money into the venue, and the Beacon was happy to have it. They shattered the record for the bar. Spreadheads always do. Jam fans per capita, Widespread fans spend more money on alcohol than any other. And a venue's happy to do that because that's how they make that moolah,
exactly.
baby.
Exactly. So that's good. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, it was very clear on night one and night three, people were certainly drinking. So, God.
Yeah. Gotta love those $12 Bud Lights, fam.
Yeah. Talk about tall boys.
Ooh. Oh, sipping on a tall boy. They also played that. They played that night one, I believe.
Yes.
It was sick.
It was the encore after You Wreck Me, and it was the sickest shit.
Tom Petty cover, You Wreck Me, encore. Very cool. Super sick. Anyway, cool. Moving on to our second story of the week. Our friends in Nashville, like I said earlier, we want to give them a little bit of a shout out. This happened this morning. We're recording on Tuesday in the early morning hours. The Basement East, a beloved kind of like underground venue, just completely decimated by a tornado in Nashville. It's 50 degrees in New York right now. It's like legitimately spring in early March. There was a tornado last night. Coronavirus is out to get us, Karina. We just got to carpe that diem because life is super crazy right now.
It really is. It feels very fleeting and it feels very scary, and we're all getting infected and, you know, swallowed up by natural disasters. That's a rough one, and that was hard to wake up to. I have a lot of friends down there and a lot of friends in East Nashville right by there that are thankfully all okay as far as I know. And you know, that I played that venue like 3 months ago. I played the Basement East, and it's an amazing club, and I know tons of our friends and acquaintances and, you know, bands that we love, you know, travel through there.
Yeah, it's crazy. As I said, the storm hit at like 1:15 in the morning. There was still staff in the venue. They were able to run down to the basement of the Basement East. The roof was completely torn off, but thankfully no one who worked at the venue was hurt. But it's crazy. Even last week, Rich Robinson and Chris Robinson performed there. This month, Fruition and Talk had scheduled dates to play there. So a lot of people who are very close to the Relics family and the Jam Scene family kind of roll through there. So definitely thankful that everybody's okay in that capacity. Love goes out to Nashville. I know some people were killed and many, many buildings kind of torn down, but it's Music City and those people know how to work hard and have fun, and Nashville will bounce back as it always does.
Yeah, I'm sure that's very true. And that's a scary thing. And it's really true, Raph. You know, hug your friends a little closer, and it's a fucked up thing. Like, you know, when would you expect that a tornado is going to really like shatter a fucking, like, so many buildings and lives, and like, that's so insane.
Mother Nature is a cruel mistress, honestly. She's unpredictable and very mean sometimes.
It's really scary.
And then even like my pals in Spafford, they were scheduled to play two Fish after parties at the Basement East. That was going to be a huge sold out run, obviously, because Fish is in town at the Ascend Amphitheater. So I don't know where those shows are going to be, but I'm sure they'll be somewhere else in Nashville, and I'm sure the music scene will rally around them. And then we're going to move on to our third story really quick, Karina. Our friend David Byrne, not really our friend, never met him, but if he ever wants to hang out, call me David.
Yeah.
Was on Saturday Night Live this weekend with Mr. John Mulaney. Very, very cool. Always good to see David on television. He performed Once in a Lifetime. He performed Toe Jam, which he originally recorded for the Brighton Port Authority's 2008 album. It was great. He brought a bunch of his American Utopia choreography to Saturday Night Live, not to mention host John Mulaney, who's like a really hilarious dude.
Absolutely. And they just, you know, in John Mulaney's newest children's special, I don't know if you've seen this, but this is real good stuff. There's an amazing bit with David Byrne where he sings this song in this apartment with this young girl, and it's quite hilarious. So I love them together. And this is another great extrapolation of their partnership.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. And they had that great LaGuardia sketch, which was insane.
No, yeah. Me and Karina, as both New Yorkers, it's like so good. If anyone hasn't seen it, it's called Airport Sushi. It's on YouTube. And basically, it's just like a 5-minute sketch that just roasts LaGuardia Airport. And even like people in the Jam Scene who fly into New York for shows, you've definitely had to deal with the insanity of LaGuardia. It's like LaGuardia has like staircases that go to nowhere. Like, there's just an Auntie Anne's pretzel and no other food. Like, there are birds everywhere.
It's under constant construction. We're really hoping to get that dialed in soon.
Oh, yeah. You would think after a decade plus of construction, you'd see some building go up. Like, I feel like it's just dudes swinging hammers into nothing. One time I was at LaGuardia, and you get dropped off, and then I got through security, whatever. They put me on a bus. I'm driving around a tarmac, and I'm like, well, this is odd. And then they just showed me a staircase. I had two suitcases, and I just had to hike two suitcases up two flights of stairs.
Jeez.
I was just like, you'd think they'd build an elevator.
You would.
When
you
every
really
single
would.
Person here has luggage.
I gotta say, before I committed, I've now committed to Delta. They're my people.
It's a bold choice.
Shout
I said
out
this
to
off
Delta.
Air. She's like, I'm all about Delta. And I'm just like, I don't know if I agree
with
that.
My real words were, I am a Delta, filthy Delta whore. And that's okay that you didn't want to say that, Raph, because it's my own bad. Why should I say that? Let me tell you, Delta, I'll do anything for you. Anything at all. Whatever you need. Yeah, that's right. I know. I'm gold medallion. I'm ready to be platinum this year, and I'm already gunning for it. I'm halfway to silver. Before I committed to you, Delta, I was a vagrant wanderer just looking for the cheapest thing anywhere, you know.
Spirit Airlines?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, just once, never again. Talk about, I don't even have a button to hit for that.
There's no button that can even handle the experience of Spirit.
Literally, I was like, you know, Karina, you don't fly a swag airline and expect non-swag service, because this was the worst experience of my life. Anyway, but when I used to do things like that at LaGuardia, and I wasn't flying out of Terminal C or D, which are the Delta terminals. I know that because I'm on a plane every second of every week. Anyway, it is a nightmare. It's a real nightmare. LaGuardia, you don't want, like, you know, I think you still, like, if you don't fly out of Terminal C or D, you, like, have to take, you get on a city bus that takes you, like, 10 minutes away.
And
then
you, it's insane.
But then you get, like, dropped off on a landing strip to find an Uber, and then you're just freezing cold, and then your Uber's like, are you at M or N? And then you can't hear if they're saying M or N, and it's a whole fucking problem. Anyway, the Delta terminals really have gotten their shit together. They got food that's serviceable. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate over here. So
they have
thank
food.
You.
Like, that's the review. Karina Reichman, what is it?
Food that's serviceable?
Their food is serviceable. Wow. Glowing review.
This is tension. I feel like we're fighting. Are we fighting?
No.
Can we make up?
No. I like Delta too. I do have a frequent flyer number.
Oh,
I do.
Sky Miles.
I'm Delta. Yeah, I've got Delta Sky Miles. I got American Sky Miles. My big gripe here is with LaGuardia. JFK is just, oh my God, a palace compared to LaGuardia. I also had a near-death experience. I'm convinced I was on a plane that almost crashed that landed on LaGuardia.
Sister
of course,
Matt.
They don't tell you these things when you land. Everybody claps and is like, thank God we're alive. But you never talk to anyone from the airline. It's like, my bad that we almost crashed into the Hudson River. My bad, you guys. I was coming back from Nashville, I think, actually. Or no, Memphis. But I had gone to Nashville to see Phish while I was down there in the wonderful state of Tennessee. Ain't no place I'd rather be. But me and my buddy are like landing, and obviously, like I said, I guess what was the East River that's right by there? Whatever body of water, the bay, I don't know. Whatever body of water is right by LaGuardia, as you're landing, you can see the water beneath you. And we're like, you know, when instead of a glide down, like how real pilots do it, a lot of times, like, you'll do like these drops where like you feel your stomach jump, you know,
like a roller coaster.
Love
that.
It's me and my buddy, and like we're landing, and like we do like two of those, and me and my friend like turn to each other to cut the tension, and we're like, oh, haha, like, man, we're gonna crash, like, remember me as I was, Pat. And then literally it happens like three more times, and the two of us like held hands, and we were like, is this about to happen?
Oh no.
Did I just have a wonderful weekend in Tennessee, and that's like the end of my life?
That's it. That's
And then I was like, remember me as I was.
Life is fleeting, remember?
It changes. When you look in a friend's eyes and you're both scared, it's really terrifying.
That's bad.
But anyway, thanks, LaGuardia.
LaGuardia, David Byrne. I don't know what we're talking about, but I love it.
Yeah. JFK over LaGuardia, even though I live closer to LaGuardia.
Yeah, I was about to say, you, by the way, where Raph lives, I won't disclose where she lives.
I was about to say.
You will get to LaGuardia in 12 minutes.
I know.
So that's fucking dope.
I know. I flew in and out of LaGuardia for Jam Cruise.
And
it
you
was
got
very
there in
convenient.
12 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And the Uber was like super cheap. So I was like, I guess I'm LaGuardia fam now.
Yeah, because JFK is way too far. Can't even fuck with
I have
that.
Like Stockholm Syndrome now. I'm being held hostage by LaGuardia Airport.
It's what we do here. It's better than Newark, let me tell you that. Ooh. Yeah, you don't want that, dude. You don't want that. Anyway, got a really good talk.
Good talk. We do have a weekly shout out this week.
Do they love flying? What's your favorite airport? Do you fly Lufthansa? Do you fly Cathay Pacific? Do you fly, what do you like?
Are those airlines?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Ooh, are those fancy airlines?
No, there's one is German, Lufthansa, ooh, and then Cathay Pacific is Asian.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
Yeah, so I love them both. What were we talking about?
Well, Karina's a frequent flyer, as heard in her hit single, Elevator.
Hey, I do fly a lot. I like it. Yeah. I actually love being on a plane. I'd said that to somebody recently. They were just like, what? I'm like, yeah, I like really miss being on a plane when it doesn't, like,
do you have one of those neck pillows?
No.
Wow, you're just flopping around.
Dude, I just rage. I literally get cranked up and like do the most work ever. Like I dial in the shit. I'm like so productive on a plane. Yeah. So if anybody wants to take a trip with me, we just do like 36 hours to like, you know, Tokyo and then come back.
Yeah, they're going
to
reboot that Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal.
Yeah.
Which is going to be starring Karina Reichman.
And then we'll like have written a novel, gotten all our taxes done, like, you know, balanced our checkbook, written 12 songs.
Hung out in the Delta Lounge.
Yeah, you can come to the Sky Club with me. It costs $39 per guest, but that's totally fine if you want to pay.
Wow,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Is there anything free there?
Everything's free.
Oh, $39 per guest, actually. It's not bad.
It's fucking great.
It's amazing.
It's a blessing.
Hashtag blessed. Anyway, let's listen to our weekly shout out by our friends at Circles Around the Sun.
Hey, this is Dan Horn from Circles Around the Sun. You're watching 3 from the 7. Are you listening or watching?
You're listening.
Sure. You're listening. Okay, ready? You're listening to 3 from the 7. We check out our new record, eponymously titled Circles Around the Sun. Comes out March 13th.
Is that a word?
I think so.
Eponymously?
Yeah.
What? Say it again.
It's like a hippopotamus, but it's eponymous.
A hippopotamus sleeve.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Eponymously titled Circles Around the Sun.
Self-titled.
Yeah. That means, eponymously means self-titled. I think.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much to Mr. Dan Horn. And if you heard him in the background, Mr. Adam McDougal. And you also probably heard a third voice there, which was our producer, Mr. Will Schwerd.
Hey!
Hashtag Schwerd up.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
We love that guy.
Absolutely.
I love him.
The band was recently here at Relic Studios filming a session. And they also did a little skit type thing to promote Lockin. So
I saw
that. Busy bees here at Relic's headquarters this past Friday, I believe.
You put him to work. Put him right to work.
Exactly.
It's good. It's a great thing.
Yeah, they both Dan and Adam McDougal applied for internships, and they were promptly rejected.
Ooh, I know. It's cutthroat around here.
It is cutthroat around here.
You can't fuck around.
Karina knows. Former Relic's intern right here.
Yeah, 2011. 11th grade. True. It's not even a joke. She's laughing at me like
it's still on her resume.
It is, absolutely.
First line. It says Karina Reichman, bassist, rocks off. What, promoter, I guess?
Yeah.
Former Relic's intern.
Exactly. It's my second internship.
Nice.
Killing.
If you ever need a reference.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of
that
course.
Would be great. I do. I need lots. I just rely on the goodwill of the people.
Oh, yeah. Someone calls me and just like, I'm following up on a reference. Miss Karina Reichman. I'm like, never heard of her. Click.
Oh, so cold. Oh, my God.
I'm jacked up today. I had like too much coffee.
If you don't like it, that's tough shit, you know, because it's too late. Here we come.
Exactly.
And on what better note to start wrapping this baby up? Karina, tell the people what's going on in your life.
Yo, it's so good. It's all so great. I'm very blessed. Yo, this weekend, straight the fuck up. I will be live at some rich person's mansion on Friday. Marco and I, just a duo set. So you can't come unless you know that person. And I don't know who it is either. But it's one of those sweet ass islands between South Beach and Miami, I think. Honestly, I don't really know what's going on. That's what it was last time. But that shit is dope.
Rina just got hired by a cartel.
Yes. And you know what? Not mad about it at all. So if there are any cartels looking for entertainment options, I'm really available. I DJ. I like do spoken word. My band can play. I'll play acoustic guitar, whatever. Anyway, so I'll see you there in Miami on Friday. And then the following day, we play an actual show that you could attend at the, I'm going to get it wrong. The Hollywood, Florida Arts Park Outdoor Concert Series. I think that was legit. Very much looking forward to it. It's at a normal time, you know, 9, 8, something like that. That'll be great. And then the following day at the Gasparilla Festival in beautiful Tampa, Florida, mm-hmm. which Raph tells me everybody gets completely hammered at and dresses up like a pirate. And
you guys
rages.
Are going to slay it. Like,
great.
The crowd's going to be down to clown.
Dude, I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. Are you down?
You guys should wear pirate stuff.
Like, oh, cool.
At the very least, an eye patch.
Maybe an eye patch for me.
It'd be funny if, like, Marco does his hat. He does his top hat sunglasses, but then puts an eye patch over the sunglasses.
Right. That would be really something. I'm looking forward to it. Honestly, you know, played in Idaho last weekend. It was all snowy and cold. And now going and playing in Florida this weekend, I'm not mad about it, Raph. Talk about being on a plane all the time. I'm going to write 12 novels on this plane. Down. And then on the way back, I'm going to write an opera.
Oh, keep your eyes out.
It's about our relationship.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a nice, it's a love opera.
It's a love story.
It's a love opera.
Only six hours long
and don't even worry about it. Yeah.
Only if I can play myself.
All right, we'll talk about that.
Right? It's like, you can play yourself, but you'll have to audition.
Yeah.
And like, I don't audition.
There will be no audition.
And I better not be being paid scale.
Exactly. Are you a SAG-AFTRA? Are you a...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is that a thing?
I'm a card-carrying SAG-AFTRA member.
Yo, me too, girl. Know. Me too. Yeah, so that's what's going on. Following week, NYU Symposium. My dear friend Isaac Symposium.
Wonderful. March 11.
Yes.
I ran into Isaac once again at the Widespread Run, and he told me that there's been an incredible amount of people who are interested, and it's very, very exciting. So, look that up. I believe it's on the 3 from the 7 Instagram. It's like the little link in bio. So if you want to learn more about that, it's completely free. It's at NYU. It's Wednesday, March 11th. My panel will be at 3:45. I'm going to talk all about writing about fish with Mr. Andy Bernstein, Mr. Dean Budnick, Mr. Mike Greenhouse. It's going to be wonderful. And then at the very end of the thing, you're going to hear Karina, Mr. Chris Corsico, Mr. Adam November, the Karina Reichman Namesake Project, all NYU alum. Just
yes.
Burn the house to the ground.
We are good
Call
to go.
Call the FDNY.
Stat. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then the following week is Brooklyn Comes Alive, where my band will be performing as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And
good stuff.
That's what I got.
Yeah, my little Relics promos here. The new issue of Relics is out, you guys. It is Tame Impala on the cover. It's
yes.
very, very exciting. You can go to relics.com/tame, T-A-M-E, to subscribe and get that issue as your first. It's super awesome. Support Relics. Support independent music journalism. Been around since 1974. Why the hell wouldn't you subscribe?
Ooh.
We also just announced a bunch of Jerry dance parties. So if you're seeing Dead & Company in Boulder or in Chicago, right after the show, we are going to be spinning amazing live Jerry Garcia tunes. DJ Jer Brother, if you've been to the Lockin' Festival or went to any of our Zero Space events this past New Year's run, you know what it's about. It is awesome late night weirdness. What else? Follow us on Instagram at 3 from the 7. Email us at Raph and Karina. And I am out of breath, so I think we're about to wrap this sucker
no,
up, Karina.
We don't want you to faint. We don't want you to go down. This is great. This has been awesome. Take it easy.
Like
Relics.
Like the Eagles said, take it easy.
Exactly. Lion Eyes, baby. Lion Eyes. What?
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Did you just see them at MSG?
Fuck yeah.
We were making like Eagles jokes, and then that night, Karina just sent me a video of the Eagles at Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
And I was like, you're messing with my emotions. I truly love that band.
Right. I forgot I didn't tell you I was going to that. Yeah. Good time. That's great.
Anyway, 3 from the 7 is brought to you by Relics Media Group. Our producer, as previously mentioned, is Will Schwerd.
Yes!
Love you, Will.
We love him very much. It's a long applause.
Just standing up.
For a good man.
That's
and
awesome.
Sugar Shane on the audio.
There you go.
You know what
Sugar
I'm saying?
Sugar Shane.
He's Will's intern. Yeah. Love him very much.
We love our interns here at Relics. Everybody have a wonderful week. Karina, if you can't be good.
Be honest.
Bye, everybody.